Have I told you about my NAD saving my life?
If I hear toupee talking again, I am going to snap.
All of that, up the ass, off the launch. Could you be any more cliche? We got to exercise, there's demons, we got to consent our sex off the launch. Came in, took a piss in the entryway, Tropical. And then asked if there was spare clothes in the tattoo parlor that she could use.
Why? Because he grabbed my tush every time.
I've never pissed the entryway.
So what is your white noise video that you can't stop watching?
Trophy me. What do you got? In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. This is episode, well, it's either 132 or it's 138, I guess, depending on who you ask at this point. Little miscommunication last episode with the posting of 137, and we are on 131. Either way, I'm happy to be here for what I believe is 132. I'm going 132. I think Tropical is going 132, and I think Duke's the only one that's going 138 at this point. I am Handsome Kevin. With me, it's my ginger bear. He is my Puka Pimp. He's got this shell necklace on. He's my island boy's grass skirt. Covering at least one of his nards. The other one might be peeking out. Just wants to say hello. How are you doing? And Tropical, how are you doing? Most people automatically go left. Like, whenever people are making the joke or anything like that, it's my left nut. I'm going to say you're right. I think your right's the one that wants to say hello.
Probably would be. The one. The other side might be a little shy, a little bit self-conscious. And the other right. One, what's up? I think of the show Tacoma FD. It was produced by the people that did Super Troopers and the Beer Fest guys.
Same
people wrote that. The one he talked about, he could only have girls because he saved him, but it popped his nut. Picked him up to pull him out of the fire. He saved him, and it popped his nut. So he popped his boy nut. So that's why he only has daughters. He couldn't have his son. Saving your life, you cost me my sons.
Now, Tropical, I don't know if I've told this story to you or on the air. Have I told you about my NAD saving my life?
No.
You've never heard the story of my NAD saving my life? No. Get the fuck out of here. Really, I've never...
I would remember. That's a story. Sometimes I might forget. No, I would remember that one.
So... And I'll tell this story quick before we move on here. But so it was years ago, and it was my bachelor party. So my wife and I got married in February. So we did a bachelor party, obviously, in the dead of winter. We went up to a cabin, did a bunch of like snowmobiling, and for some reason we did paintball in the winter Tropical. Those paintballs get kind of rough. Anyways, we're out and we're having some drinks and we're snowmobiling. We go out onto this. There's a little bit of lake on the property, a pond maybe, and everybody's hanging out. Everybody stops in the middle of the lake, talking and chatting. I go, I gotta take a whiz. So I turn around because I'm not just going to whiz where everybody's like, congregating, right? People are hanging out there. That's not respectful of everybody. So I take a little bit of a stroll and I walk over to take a whiz. So I take a whiz. I get done taking a whiz. I turn around, Tropical. I take one step and poof, right through the ice, Tropical, right through the ice. Now, straight through one leg, my other leg straight back, my nuts, right? My nuts, the whole package catches on the ledge. Pretty much saves me from going straight through, right? Hurts oh goddamn bad.
Well, you're already icing it at least.
Right. Yeah. So I went through the ice partially, thanks to my fucking nads getting caught on the ledge. Saving me. I walk back and Tropical, I believe that while we were up there it was like -20 or -22, something like that. I walk back and people are looking at me like, geez, you really had to take a piss. And I was like, nah, I went through. And they're like, now everybody's freaking out because I went through. And now we got to get back to the cabin. So everyone's like, get on the sleds, get back to the cabin, get on the sleds. So I'm driving. And as we're on the sleds, I could feel like all of my snowsuit freezing, so I couldn't like crook my unbend my knee or anything like that. Yeah. We're almost back to the cabin. We're over like this next like little hill and valley, and the snowmobile starts on fire. Bursts into flames, Tropicale. Bursts into flames, and it's not my snow. I don't own a snowmobile, right? And as it bursts into flames, the guy who owns it drives up beside me, and he starts throwing snow on it, right? Starts throwing snow on it to put it out, which is great, good idea. And I I go to help him, and he starts yelling at me. He goes, "No, get in the cabin now!" And I'm like, "No, I can help." It's like he's yelling at me, "No, get in the cabin now!" So I start like running to the cabin. One of my legs moving fine, the other one completely bent at the knee because the shit's frozen. My nads are killing me. I get inside, take the shits off, right? Get by the fire. And he walks in, and I was like, "Man, weird. What happened?" And he goes, "Well, you were driving it with the parking brake on." Tropicale, let me tell you something, man. One, right? I had no idea that a snowmobile had a parking brake. Right? No idea. Right? It's a snowmobile, right? A track and a sled, like a parking brake? That doesn't make sense to me, too. Tropicale, because I had no idea that the sled had a parking brake, you can bet your sweet ass I didn't know how to turn the parking brake on. So yeah, that was how my nuts saved my life, Tropicale, and how I found out that snowmobiles have parking brakes. I can't believe I've never told you that story.
I mean, this is astounding. Like, this is, I don't know what to do with it. Like, so many things. I mean, at least you were there right on the ice, so you trauma, but you know, hey,
yeah. Oh yeah.
I did not know that they had parking brakes. I was gonna ask how you were frozen to it by the time you got back, but since it caught on fire, you know,
that fire popped me off pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
Considering when we went walking at your house like in late October last year, and it was just in the 20s, and I had like ice starting to fall on my beard.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, minus, like, yes, definitely frozen, right?
Oh yeah. It was, I mean, it was no doubt about it. And it was a good hit too, man. Like, it was, I was so lucky that, you know, the leg went one way and my, you know, the leg just grabbed my nads and I was in. But yeah, I was walking pretty ginger the next day. Pretty ginger, Tropicale.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do? You know, the guy that's sled caught on fire, he'd probably want to kick me off the lawn, Tropicale. I think that's what we'll do. That's where we're transitioning. We'll go right in to get off my lawn, Tropicale. We got to exercise those demons. We got to kick that sorry sacks off the lawn. It gets messy sometimes, Tropicale. It gets messy. And I'm going to tell you this, Tropicale. I trust myself to clean my lawn, and I trust you to clean your lawn. Kick everybody off. Clear it out. Make it look nice, man. Tropicale, the lawn is yours.
Yeah. This week, just in general, we can get off the lawn. I'm going to start there. Like, it's been madness. I still have not finished the last year of Duke and Rope. Like, it's been one of those weeks. Like, just such madness. Trying to get everything accomplished. Trying to do that. We're going to start with these lovely calls, and it's not political opinion polls because we had that election thing last time. We had some storms blow through, Kevin.
I know what this is about.
We had some storms, so between tree cutting services, roofers, home repair, handyman, and then, you know, all the tech people wanting to buy your house, but just inundated with them.
Yeah.
And it's like, they say, well, if you block them, they know you're receiving it, so they're going to pepper you with more. They'll just use a different number next time. Mm-hmm. If you respond no, it's like you get more from them. Like, just whoever the slime ball is, get that. Saying right now, Jacob Smith. Real intense, real low. I'm not going to yell. This isn't a promo where I yell, but I will stomp this mud hole. I will walk it dry. Do you understand? gum sucking a piece of garbage.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awful. The squatted trucks are back in town. The idiots. They're causing wrecks. And it's like, oh, well, we couldn't see the car in front of us. You can't see over your hood.
And are these, what do you call them? The Carolina crawlers or whatever the hell you're calling them?
Squat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the back end is lower than the front end is raised.
That's so dumb.
Just stop it. Just stop it.
Like, that's the right answer.
It is the worst thing you can do for your fuel economy. It's one of the worst things you can do for your suspension. Your tires are not wearing evenly. And you can't see. Of course, at the time you got to put the phone down to be able to see, most likely, what I'm thinking in these cases. But I've seen no less since the last time we've recorded, no less than 7 accidents involving one of those.
Wow.
And they are in the back because they could not see and basically ran up on or over someone.
So at a certain point, the Department of Transportation will step in on that, yeah?
You would think so, yes.
Yeah.
But the last one, I'm not one to call out necessarily by name, but this this bird, she's earned it.
I love it.
And she's just a real peach of a human being.
Okay.
It's Andrea Alvarez. She is, and I'll spill all of it right here. She's the District 3 like school board member here locally, which is the district that we're in. Number one, the first time I engaged or had any interaction with this was they're closing one of the local elementary schools. The one that if we sent OG to the public school here, he would be zoned for to start kindergarten. Mm-hmm. It's right down the road from the house. We definitely passed it in our comings and goings when you and Molly were here at the house. But they're closing that school. And her thing was, well, I'm not happy about it either. But everybody's sending their kids to private schools. Maybe if y'all would just send your kids to public school. This has the highest attendance, the highest test scores of the elementary schools in this area, like the 3 that they were comparing in District 3. Okay. It has the highest of all of those. Like, it's like the highest attendance, but you're closing it.
Yeah.
And then she has no bedside manner whatsoever. She sounds like a lot of, this is not to get political, like a lot of the politicians you see on your TV. Pick a side. They don't care about you. Just so you hear it here from me. Anybody that says they do, well, they're really good at lying to you because that's what they're doing.
I'll double stamp that for you, Tropical.
yeah, triple stamp. Yeah, yep. but yeah, it's one of those things that she tries to just, you know, I don't understand why y'all are not happy about this. I live, you know, basically just around the corner from there, but my kids are zoned for Challenger, which is another one of the schools here. And she's like, I have to drive further. It'd be easier for me to go to this. It's Mountain Gap. I'll just say it's cool. It's Mountain Gap that they're wanting to close. And these parents are just like, hey, it's been around. It's testing great. Like, why isn't the school board? And she's basically, well, it's y'all's fault because people are sending their kids to private school. So it must be your fault. The parents of students that go to that school, that's who's there. But this bird, it gets better. So she needed to voice her political opinion because there's one of the state school board positions. And she, like, you know, the I voted stuff, like that can get off the lawn. Those I voted selfies, everybody.
100%. God,
yeah. I just want to introduce you to Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary right here. It's the, But she posted about, you know, I did my part to go against this certain group. And I was like, well, I voted for that person. So I guess I, like, you have confirmed what I, you know, researched and believed that, you know, these are the people I want. Because if you're against them, then I do something positive for once. Because you're not. But so she, there's a big article came out and she put a huge post out there stating after the deadline that she is not running for re-election for her seat on the school board. And she felt this is, cannot make this up. The type of leader that she is like an army medic. And the school board is in such a state now that they don't need her type of leadership. She's more of, you know, crises and like, fixing the problem. She's the one that can jump in and save the day. And she's leading it in such a good way that she doesn't feel compelled to run again. She was, she's made up her mind months ago. Not that, you know, all the polling numbers and stuff that came out, that were like, she's going to get obliterated in this election.
Right.
This addendum election. Like she's, it's not going to, she's not going to get 1% of this vote. But it's a, she's like, when a student died last August and I was told I didn't care about the student, it really hit me hard because they are first in my priority and everything I've done to serve this community. And I just felt like, I wasn't being heard. I wasn't all these different blathering on. This bird says, you know, I'm leaving it in a better place than it was. And, you know, again, my leadership style. Also, I plan on seeking litigation against, like, legal litigation against the state of Alabama for the CHOOSE Act, because that's what's really hurting our school. And I can't do that as an elected official. So that's why I'm doing it. I waited until now. So I hope, you know, there wouldn't be so many people running for my seat, but more people would sign up. And it's like, no, you were going to get crushed. But basically, one of the people that stood vehemently against her was running and had all the support. Like, that's right. The only signs I've seen around town. Like, and I say all this to say, as I was explaining that at work the other day, we're running film in the dark room. And one of my coworkers, Andrew, his wife is a kindergarten teacher here at Challenger. Now, mind you, they're closing Mountain Gap and making like a super elementary school out of Challenger.
Okay.
Because they have more land to build up. That's ultimately what the guy said. That's why they chose it this way. There's more land. But that school is both rising and sinking. The foundations, the ground is so unsafe, it's still fluctuating. I was like, yeah, cause that's good for a foundation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. But the guy, you know, came out and said, he's like, look, this is why, because if they needed to expand the school, Mountain Gap is so landlocked, you know, where you would have to take away some of the other resources, like the fields or things like that, to build or add on to this school. And it just does not have the land, where Challenger has more land. Makes logic, like the other guy that was at that meeting saying it.
Wait. Why can't you build up? You know what I mean? I just throw it out there, Tropical. Why can't you build up?
That's what a parent asked. And the guy, like, she, well, because you just can't. That's how she answered.
No, that's not the answer. Oh, man. All right.
Yeah. But I asked Andrew, who works with me, his wife's a kindergarten teacher at the Challenger, and he came up. He said, wait, you're talking about this? He's like, oh, you should talk to my wife. Like, he texted her, hey, yeah, Alan wants you to know what you think of Andrea Alvarez and the amount of just verbal daggers at this lady.
Yeah.
Walks in, thinks she owns the school. If you're not like kissing her butt the whole time, like she's going to try to start stuff with other teachers. Like she's the one that, you know, basically, you know, she said, like, I don't want to say it like she rigged it, but like she's the one that picks up the teacher of the year, and it's her little clique of friends, like that they just rotate it every year. who have the lowest test scores, all these things. It's like, yeah, it's just because the people that, you know, smooch her for starfish there. So to speak. Right. Yeah, this lady, the battlefield medic thing where I snapped.
Yeah.
Oh, this bird. I did not like you, but you just graduated. Like, yeah. In my book, you went from a B to a C real quick. And
it's like in High Fidelity. When they, yeah. what F and Ian guy. I never liked him much then, but I F and hate him now.
Yes. Yes. It was just, I mean, the fact that you have the brass ones just
yeah.
to say, my leadership style is like that of a battlefield medic, where I'm just trying to do what's best for the greater good around me. And
I mean, what's her name? Amanda Alvarez?
Andrea Alvarez. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
I'll send you.
I gotta look at this battle axe here. Andrea Alvarez. Some bros try to put in the town, huh?
She's got an Andrea Alvarez for South Huntsville. Hey.
Okay, I'm into this. I'm into this. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She looks like she should catch something, man. Yikers.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the old line? See if she can suck start a shotgun.
Yeah, it's
looks like she could get water from the hose even if the faucet was off, kind of a thing.
Right. I mean, and I'm not one to do that, like to single out, but this lady, like this bird just like the fact that where we are as a country right now, that we've got people in conflict, and you are a school board member, which serves some purpose. What it is, I don't know.
Right.
I assume they serve some purpose. But the fact that you compare yourself to that and how you essentially, I'm the savior of District 3. You're welcome. Like that's the way she feels about herself. It's just you can get off my planet for all I care. Like you stay off my lawn, but you can get off my planet.
I like Tropico. I like it when you have a mission. I like when you have a mission on your lawn, man. And you know what? I'm gonna add to that, Tropico. I haven't been in school in years, right? Years, but I do know some teachers in the school. I talk to my fifth grade teacher, one of my favorite teachers I've ever had in my life. Still things that he taught me in fifth grade, I remember different things about his class. He had a huge impact on me. Now, Tropic, now what they have done now is standardized everything. So all the kids learn the same curriculum right out of the book, which takes any creativity, any fun, anything away from the teachers. So why in the F would anybody want to be a teacher when the teaching is just simply opening a book, right? Directing children what to read. This is how I have to teach you this. F that, man. You take people like teachers that I had, Tropic. I'm sure you had teachers like this as well when we were growing up. And you know who will never have those teachers? Your boy will never have those teachers, right? Those teachers will no longer exist. They keep on standardizing everything. I can't stand it, Tropic. Man, I could tell you, this teacher, I had speech when I was in college, right? And I crushed speech. I did so much extra credit. I had over 170% in speech. You know how hard it is to get an A+ and then throw another C on top of it, Tropical? It ain't easy. The reason why I got that was because of him. Because of him. When I was in big box retail and I was going through their training program, because everybody's got to go through the big box training program, right? There were things that they were trying to teach us in the class that I had already known and was explaining to other people getting the same training I was, because it was stuff that I learned in his class. It's not stuff that was standardized. This is not stuff, you know what I mean? Like this is stuff that he taught to us. And I was teaching to the other people that were going to go be upper management in big box because of this guy. So all this standardized, open to page 9 and read until page 32. And then we'll answer this sheet of questions that I'm about to hand out. All of that. Up the ass, off the lawn, Tropical. Whew.
mean, that is 100% that in the extreme bullying program, I guess you should say, or the, what's going on. That was some of the reasons we were looking. Because OGs have it still, like, they're able to teach, and it's not just a, here's your curriculum, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
It's like you work with students, like they have individual education plans for the student and things. Because every single person on this planet is different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you're going to learn different ways to succeed, to actually teach someone. You got to meet them there. You can't be one of these, I'll get on this, off this soapbox in a second. You can't be one of these people that I signed up to be teaching because I get summers off.
Right.
I'll do it. And then, you know, all I'm going to do is, well, teachers don't make any money or anything like that. That's all I want to complain about. But I can't wait to get my summer off. I was like, well, there's other things you can do, Chief. But there are people that are called to educate others. I truly, like, they're on this earth. That's their job. That's what they're here for. And there's a lot of good ones out there.
Yes.
A lot of bad ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tropic. I'm with you. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Let's see. Hey, man, I like it. I like it. I don't know where to go next. Let's do this, Tropic. I went out to dinner for my wife's birthday here recently. I had looked over, and to the right of our table, I was looking, and what I was seeing was what appeared to be I believe it was a dad and a daughter. I believe that was the combo pack I was looking at. Either that, or the broad was into older dudes, I guess, or the dude was into younger chicks. Man, I guess either way. The entire time they were there, and they couldn't have sat much earlier than we did because they just got their, like, she must have got like a Coca-Cola or whatever it was. They just got their drink, so they didn't say anything to each other the entire time they were there. And I started paying attention real hard to what was going on over there because both of them just took out their phones and watched videos while they're out to dinner together. I didn't see them say one thing to one another. And you know how, like, at first you're like, oh, that's weird, they're just watching videos? It's like, then you kind of like start paying attention more and more, and probably more than you should, because it doesn't affect me at all. But why in the world? I try and keep my phone is usually in my pocket when I'm out to dinner with folks, or my phone will be, if it's on the table, it's face down on the table, right? Face down on the table. I don't need that shit when I'm out to eat with anybody. Really, I'm there to enjoy the company of the people that I'm with, right? I just, you go out to eat and all you do is prop up your phone and watch videos across the person you're out to eat with, get off my lawn. I don't need that, Tropical.
That goes right up there with it was a few years ago, I was out and people on a date, and they were texting each other. And I was like, just set it down and looked at the other one. Uh-huh. Like, it's one thing that, like, if my wife were out, like, did you see this? Like, you know, like, right. Trying to be cool about it. Look, there's one thing there, because she'd be like, hey, get your phone.
Right.
Look. But, you know, did you see this bird? Like, good Lord. Yeah. But that was the whole time. The waiter brought the food, set it down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they said anything beyond ordering the waiter, but they're like texting each other the whole time. And
it's wild. So, it's wild. Put it down. Tropical, so there's a big data center issue, I guess. I don't know. They're not putting a data center in my town. I know that, but they're trying to put a data center in another town. I don't know enough about them to have an opinion on them. I just don't. I'm not. I'd like to make at least some type of an educated decision on whether I like these things or don't like these things. I just don't know. I'm not going to do any research on these either, because right now they're just not going to affect me. But I thought it was absolutely hilarious, Tropical. And this person, get off my lawn, because the news obviously was there, and it's I believe it's called a Google. Google is the one that wants to put it into the whatever town it is, and. Tropical, they're interviewing people, obviously, and they interview this one person, and camera's on Tropical, and I'm going to say what she says, and then I'm going to describe to you what she was, and then it'll all click for you, okay? She says, there's absolutely nothing that comes from these that is positive to anybody or the environment at all, period. That's what she says, Tropical. None. Zero positive. Zero. I don't know. Right? I don't know anything about these things, but I'm guessing if there was absolutely nothing positive, then they just wouldn't be allowed, period. You know what I mean? Like, I know you got to go through your different strokes and all that kind of stuff to get to where you need to be if you're going to build shit, but, like, I can't believe the answer is zero positive, right? There's always at least something positive somewhere. There's something positive. She says there's absolutely zero. And Tropical, I can tell you this. She was wearing homemade earrings, a shirt in support of a homemade creamery. Her hair looked like she may use homemade shampoo. Her glasses look like maybe they could have been homemade, Tropical. You know what I'm saying on that?
Yep.
You're using homemade. I don't give a damn if you're using homemade shampoo, but I mean at least use a homemade version that works, right, Tropical? Like, could you be any more cliche? Just right. Any more, period, man. It just, it boggles my mind. And those are the type of people, and I'm going to lump in, I'm going to make a blanket statement. I try not to, but I'm going to do it. That it wouldn't matter what you tell them. It would not matter. You could tell them, hey, we're building this data center. Here are the negatives. Here are the positives. I know you're concerned about the environment and what we plan on doing. What we intend on doing is this area over here. We're going to reforest this area over here. We're going to do this new green parking lot. Have you seen these green parking lots? I was kind of interested in those. I saw those in one. So, like, we're going to do a green parking lot. We're going to bring in a lot of jobs to the community here that desperately needs jobs in this community. And we're actually going to do a lot of great things for the environment. And her answer would still be no. There is no positives that come from this, Tropical. Open your mind a little bit, right? Open your mind. And that's why I say, like, I don't know anything about this. Know nothing about these data centers whatsoever. Haven't looked into them. Don't care. I'd like to think that if somebody approached me and said, hey, we're thinking about doing this, here's the information, I'd be able to take the information in, right? I'd be able to think for myself on this one, right, Tropical?
That is the thing, and I'm not going to go down the political rabbit hole, but that is the thing that's dangerous, is that so much of the society today, you don't think for yourself. You can't take in information. It's got to be, you know, you're on this side or that side. Right. Always. You've got to be that way. That I found out the only thing that most right, left, down the middle, whatever, the only thing most of them agree on is that they don't support data centers.
Okay.
Because the constituents on both sides are like, there's some environmental impact. There's things that, yes, they're trying to get them out there fast,
mm-hmm.
without doing enough case studies, like the one in Utah said, like, it raises the temperature in that area 15 degrees.
Yeah.
And absorbs some water. You know, there's some things, but again, research yourself.
Right.
Do the reading, find out, you know, you can find pros and cons. You may have to dig down there because there's always going to be a narrative, and especially with these godforsaken things we keep in our pockets.
Uh-huh.
It listens to you and all these things. So it tries to sway you, tries to take you down these things. Like, all right, these are the things that they're into. This is what they'll like. You know, give them more. Give them more. Shove it down their throat. And that's the articles that come up first. It's the ones that support what you believe. Because we have to be in an echo chamber. Sorry, I got on a soapbox again.
Of course, man. I'm with you.
Echo chamber, because, you know, we don't want to think for ourselves anymore. That's, I'll get off the soapbox and allow you to.
Yeah. We got the
homemade shampoo. Yeah. Off the lawn.
We got red ass Tropical today. I like it. JCW Tropical. I don't know if you've gone down the JCW hall. Have you watched any of this JCW program?
I get updates from the Shining Wizards podcast every Monday night.
Gotcha. I like that.
It's 6 p.m. Central. That's where I watch.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to touch on that. Well, I guess at this point tonight, well, the Wizards Monday night. But this last episode of JCW, 35 minutes before we had first bell, 35 minutes. And, you know, Tropico, after we had the first bell, the match lasted less than a minute. Oh, wow. And then we went, it was miserable, Tropical, miserable. Some of the storylines are just so roosy, it turns my stomach. Like now, Jasmine St. Clair's back and she's pregnant. It could be any member of the roster. And for some reason, it's Violent J's job to figure out who the father of her child is. First, I have no idea why that would be, Tropical, but yeah. And he's calling doctors in. It's a mess, Tropical. JCW is a mess. You know, Tropical, I've had, hit me.
Or a forklift.
It sounds like St. Clair's been on a plenty of pole there, but so you know, I've had battles with head shavers. So now I'm gonna tell you this, Tropical. I broke the fourth one. My fourth head shaver broke, Tropical. My fourth, right? Two groomies, one pit bull, and now one, I forget what the damn company was called. I don't get it, Tropical. I shave my head. That's it. Just shave my head and move on with my day. So head shavers altogether off the lawn, man. I am literally pissing money away on these damn head shavers. This head shaver lasted me twice. Twice, Tropical. So I knuckled up, nutted up, however you want to say it. I bought the Manscaped dome shaver, the one that you have. Is that still treating you pretty okay?
So far, yeah.
So far, so good. All right. Well, I'm going to put it to the test, I guess, man, because head shaver just off my lawn. How is it possible? How is it damn possible that four of them just don't work? It can't, you know what I mean? Like that's, it's not like I don't have, you know, a hair of steel, right? That's not a thing.
Since I've been shaving my head, I've only replaced like the top part once.
Yeah.
Like as far as like just because it was time, like it's, those blades will dull over time.
Yeah.
You can order the replacement piece, pop it on, rock and roll.
And what, you're about what, a year now?
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. It's gotta be right on there. Yeah, I bet you're probably about a year.
OG got the video where I showed him.
Yeah,
I shaved the head. He's cracking up.
It is the last one here, Tropical, and it's a doozy, man. It is a doozy. So I went to get a tattoo today, Tropical. Man, tattoo turned out great. I absolutely love when you and KT come together on a piece, and it ends up being tattooed onto me because it. It's so fantastic, man. I sent you a picture of it. Turned out better than I could have ever imagined. A lot of things they just looked. It looks so cool, man. It looks so. I sent you the picture. I'm so happy. It's fun.
You can get off my lawn for getting the wrong tiger tattoo.
That's. I understand where you're coming from. I get it. I love it too. Like when I get done getting tattooed, especially like one of these combination pieces where you're doing the art and KT is kind of doing the finishing touches on the tattoo side of things. Like it gets finished and I walk over to the mirror because you've been in her shop. It's all wall is all mirror and you can just walk over and see it, and it just makes you happy. You smile. It looks great, right? She is an unbelievable talent. Unbelievable talent. Inked by KT for anybody out there looking for any of her work, anything like that. Inked by KT. She's unbelievable. So we're there and we got me and J-Bo and my wife. We're all getting tattoos today. Got there at 9 a.m. Got everything set up, getting tattoos, right? Probably 10:45-ish, I wanna say. All of a sudden, because there was one other tattoo guy in working on somebody, and there was another tattoo gal in working on somebody. And, you know, in the shop there, when you walk through the front door, you can take a left and go to the, I think it's like a Greek place, or you take a right and you go into the tattoo studio. So, yeah, I've always taken the right and gone to the tattoo studio. But the door opens, and I can't see the door from KT's chair, right? But then the guy is kind of the first chair when you walk in, so he sees the door, and he gets KT. And something weird is going on, right? And we can tell that because there's a lot of talking, a lot of whispering, and then KT walks away. And I have no idea what's happening, right? Can't hear anything. It's around the corner. I can't hear shit. No idea what's happening. She comes back. She starts grabbing things and walks back out to the, like, the front entryway. It's like, what the fuck is going on here? She walks back and she goes, oh, fuck this. And we're all going, whoa. What's going on? Apparently, somebody walked in the front of the entryway there, took a piss, and then opened the door and asked if there's any clothes that she could change into, or if there was any. This bird was off of a rocker, came in, took a piss in the entryway, Tropical. And then asked if there was spare clothes in the tattoo parlor that she could use, or a Goodwill close by that she could change into. And now, furthermore, Tropical, according to this bird that pissed in the entryway, and let me tell you this: she didn't drop trowel; she just pissed her pants. But it was so much so that they had to get a mop and had to clean up the piss from this bird. And this bird was like, no, I just need, do you guys have pants? And KT told me she was just kept on asking if we had spare clothes that she could use. And then kept on saying, I just have to get back outside to my dad in the car. Because I thought maybe it was a super old bird going to the Turkish place or the Greece place, whatever it is. It wasn't. She was in her probably mid-20s, KT said. How in the Tropical? I'll tell you this, man. I've never pissed the entryway, right? Never have. KT said she wasn't. She didn't seem like she was. She wasn't inebriated, right? Anything like that. Maybe she goes, I think she was having some type of weird medical emergency. That, and she goes, but she wouldn't let her call the ambulance. Wouldn't, like, nothing. So,
if Kevin did not wet himself the night of his 40th birthday at Holly's, no excuse.
Right. I'm trying to wrap my mind around, like, what the f could be happening here? Because you can't do that. You can't do that.
I mean, Kevin made it to the bathroom multiple times there. Why? Because he grabbed my tush every time he came in. Have you seen the movie The Jerk?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time, yeah.
So there's the one when he starts dating the biker girl, the extreme stunt woman. And this is how I felt, just to describe where I was in the bathroom as I'm standing in the urinal handling my business. There's the scene where she's walking by and there's a guy setting up at the carnival and he's been over and she grabs his butt. She's like, rrr. Well, then Steve Martin comes up behind him too. Goes, rrr. That's what I felt with Kevin.
the thought crossed my mind, Tropical, right? If I am not inebriated, right? What was the plan? Like, was the plan to walk in, piss your pants in the entryway, and then, like,
were you trying to make it to a bathroom?
There's a question. Were you trying to make it to the bathroom? If you know you're not going to make it to the bathroom, don't you just stay in the car, right? Wouldn't you not want to? Right, yeah. And then, J-Bo and Molly were saying, like, you know, you probably just park a car in between another car, pop the door open, and then parking lot piss. And I was like, I don't think you should parking lot piss, right? That's not a thing, but, like, it's better than going in the entryway. Yeah. No idea who that bird is. I've never anything like that, Tropical, but I'm going to say whoever that lady is, that bird, entryway piss piercer. Get off the lawn. Unacceptable behavior. Just can't do it. Just can't do it. Now, Tropical, I will say, tattoos turn out great, man. Tattoos look fantastic. J-Bo's looks great. Molly's looks great. Mine looks great. All of them just fantastic work. But you can't. Just don't ever have that again, right? I'd take a picture of her and just post, like, hey, unwelcome.
Yeah.
Unwelcome. Lawns, entryways. Yeah, just can't do it. Just can't have it, Tropical. And then I do want to touch on this, Tropical. We did have a comment on the last episode. I forget what the handle was. I could probably bring it up real quick here, Tropical. Did you see this at all?
I did not, but
here I got two comments from A. Fetlin 29. First one says, "Wow, doesn't know what a suppressor is," and I'm guessing that's probably geared towards me, Tropical.
Okay.
Because you knew what a suppressor was. Yeah, I didn't know what a suppressor was. Now I do know what a suppressor is.
Have you seen this comment? I did not see this.
Yep, right here. I'm looking at it right now. It's in the gimmick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the podcast. Okay.
Yeah. It says, "Wow, doesn't know what a suppressor is." You know, you just don't know things that you don't know. Right. That's if you're never around it, don't hear about it, don't look into it. There's no reason I would never know. Right.
If we had a podcast of things that Kevin didn't know, we would be here so much longer.
I mean, that's probably, to a certain extent, that's probably pretty fair. I'm not going to argue it.
It's the same way here. Yeah, I'm with you. Hey. OK. Yeah,
I know what I know and I know what I don't know. Right. Yeah. That's if I don't know, I'm going to ask. I'm not going to act like I know if I don't know. So yeah, but no suppressor. Yeah,
they say something like that. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then it says, "Good luck with the tomatoes." I think that was for you, Tropical. Good luck with the tomatoes. So obviously, I always want to thank somebody for reaching out, throwing that comment in there. It's welcome, Tropical, even if it is. Potential shocker that a man doesn't know what a suppressor is. I'm not going to learn either. I mean, I know what it is now, but yeah, I'm not going to deep dive that. That's not my thing.
Yeah,
that's fine, Tropic. That's all right. All right, but I think, you know,
that's the first time I've saw this. Look, I didn't know we got comments on here.
Wow, Tropical. Didn't know we got comments. Fantastic. Tropical, what do you want? We got to get that question in, man. We got a question. Forgot about that. We got to hit that.
Question. So, one of the things is the Braves are sucking tonight right now. I just got a notification. But I had this one pop up the other day because in your feed, you get all these different gimmicks and sales and all this stuff like that. And they try to manipulate their algorithm, but they also start applying like reels and videos to your feed. Usually, okay, if you watch one, it becomes a theme, right? So what is your white noise video that you can't stop watching, like as far as like the videos that they'll see, like you catch a gimmick? I've got a list of the ones that like Nate the Hoof Guy.
Okay, I've never heard of Nate the Hoof Guy.
He's from the Great North. I think he's in Wisconsin, actually. He trims cow hooves, but he talks about it like it's like an educational thing. Like this cow got like a rock in the horn of its hoof and trimming it out, like making it heal, like wrapping it up so the cow's hoof, like so it's not lame or anything like that. If it stepped on a nail, like getting that out and getting it dressed and treated. Okay. You know, but it's hoof trimming is what it is. And I don't know. Like, I can't stop watching it. Gotcha. Another one. Baseball glove restoration. Like they'll snip all the leather. They'll take it apart. They'll restore it. Like line them up real nice. Turn them sideways.
Yeah.
But that's another one that I'm just like, man, like, this is, it's just a white noise thing that like it'll pop up on your feed and you're just like, I got to check this out. And then the last one I'll say is the people that take like a paint knife and mix different colors of paint. Like it's like your team's colors. Like if they did one the NFL special, like your team's colors, if you mix them all together, what would they? What color does it make? I don't know why. It's just
that's
like
weird. Yeah.
I'm like, this is Bob Ross. Like,
so it's
what color is it going to be?
So it's essentially like if you're like scrolling through and what videos you stop on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like it can be just white noise that you're just going to stop and it's like, man, I could watch another one. Like,
yeah.
You know, give me.
No context, Ric Flair.
Yes.
No context, Ric Flair. I could watch those back to back to back to like just absolutely nonstop. And I don't know why. Like, I just want to go down that complete hole of no context, Ric Flair. Like, it's every time it makes me, I can't say every time. More often than not, I'm losing it laughing watching those videos just because the how they put it and what he says and the different, like, it's just. It's lights out, man. I love that. I love no contest Ric Flair. I think that's about like that. Probably about the only thing. Like, so I will stop on a. It's been a long time since I've played Red Dead Redemption, but every now and again I'll stop on one of those videos to see like what's so effing funny about the video, and a lot of, they'll get me laughing every now and again. A lot of video game stuff. I'll stop and just kind of see what's happening. Love no contest Ric Flair. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that like, even when I'm just going through a lot of like workout stuff, and those pop up for me a lot, obviously just with, you know, what I'm trying to do. I'm opening up my feed right now just to see what would show up. Millennials not being supervised, what shooting a gun looks like on the move in different places, which is weird. It's probably because I don't know what a suppressor is. This says Rich in 2005. This is the Pride video game, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, new at Costco. Yeah, I always look at those videos, right? I was at Costco today. Love Costco. So, yeah, a lot of those type of things. I don't know. But that no context Ric Flair, I'm in. There's also like a guy that does talking animals. I don't know what the name is, but like I think his first video that went big was he does videos for like a ram. And he talks about cramming the guy. It's cram. Love it. Hilarious. Lose the laughing. So if I catch one of those videos, I'm stopping and I'll watch the next one. Yeah. He talks about the supermarket sneakers. It's hilarious.
When people talk about talk over animal videos, what's going on? What's up? It reminded me because it's another one that he speaks like kind of broken English. Mm-hmm. Today's most favorite animal is Gamangadang pupper dogs. Like
it's okay.
Gamangadang.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'll send you one of those because it's like every one of them. Like he mispronounces the name, but like mm-hmm. it's like this. It's yeah. They got so many teeth, but they're real friendly.
Yeah, those are those are about it. I always do. I do come across a lot of the ones that are like I saw one the other day. It was like Amazon driver doesn't use Driveway, and I'm like, well, I don't know. Is that a bad thing or good thing? You get your package or didn't get your package? You got your package. Shut up. Move on with it. Like, there's a lot of I see a lot of those like videos where people complain about stupid shit, and I just say, move on. Enough is enough. But yeah, those would be it, Tropical. Those would be it. That's a good one. I try not to, as much as I possibly can, go down any type of like hole on those. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be sucked into watching videos and flipping through and watching videos and flipping through and watching videos. So, pretty much if it's just, morning, if I'm doing the morning routine there, I might, you know, catch a quick scroll, but that's about as far as she goes, man. That's as far as she goes. What do we got next, Tropica? We got to do the mission, man. We got to do the 7-minute mission brought to you by J&J Figures, man. Go to their website. Just go to their website. It's awesome. They got Fig Drop Friday. You got to be ready, though. You have to be ready. You have to be almost... You got to have your phone open and ready to start clicking at 11:59 come Fig Drop Friday. Because if you wait at all, you're going to miss out. You're just gonna miss, man. So sign up for their emails. You'll see what they're gonna drop. It's fantastic. You get whatever they're. I don't know. It's club or not. It's just the email list. Get on the email list. JJ Figures is fantastic. Go to jjfigures.com. Yeah, for free. Yeah, just get on there. JJFigures.com, man. JANDJ Figures across social media platforms. Man, they got a Facebook. They got a Twitter. They got the website. Haven't seen them on Whatnot. I don't know if they're back on that or not yet. I know there were some rumblings. We'll see. But can't recommend them enough. Love J&J Figures. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. They're collectors first. They're trying to get you the figs that you want because they're also getting the figs that they want. It's fantastic. It's a great relationship, man. They do good things. Love them. Tropical, 7-minute mission. Hit me.
We are starting now. The last episode we did was our season 18. It ended up with an 81. This week we've got the 2-Tough Series 4. It's 2-packs. There's 4 2-packs in this set. We've seen them all.
Yeah.
They've made some improvements in some cases. But we've seen them all. So we'll start off this. It's a Kane and Undertaker two-pack. We'll start off with Sad Taker here. It's got the purple tattoos. You refer to him as the bassist from Metallica.
Yeah.
But just the standard Taker of this era.
Yeah. Not a great Taker, but it's not the worst Taker either. I love that they did the details of the tattoos, but having a bead, a blue or purple, whatever it is on this one is not great. And the face isn't quite there.
I would say the purple is better than the red, though. We gave it a C+.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kane, do we need to talk about Kane?
I think it's an A. We've talked about Kane as many times as we possibly could. Every time we see this figure, it's an A. The only one time, maybe was it an A- when it was a slammer? Or do we still A?
Yeah.
Great fig.
Well, next we've got B.A. Billy Gunn and the big bell. You know, the big bell is like a clock. Yeah, I'll leave that here. We've got Billy Gunn in the gray trunks and knee pads here. That's the first we've seen. It's the same Billy Gunn, just a different color scheme.
Yeah, and I don't know. I kind of like this color scheme. I think that we had talked before that maybe brightening up the accents there. It's pink or purple or red, whatever it is. Would have helped a little bit. The shine on those trunks. It reminds me when there's not wearing just the straight cloth trunks. The playability out of this fig is great, so you deliver a hell of a famouser.
Yeah, it's tremendous. We like Billy Gunn. It's still a B+ as far as our scale goes. Val Venus, I feel like we got catfished last time with the position of the photo and everything. And, you know, it's not the same. Like the forehead really gets me. And it turns out it is the same figure. When I pulled up the last one and zoomed in, that is the same figure as last time. So we're going to be a little lower this time because you can see a clear view of the face.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is not as good. I mean, the rest of the fig's pretty basic. You know, the one thing that I do think we might have overlooked is that they kind of nailed the skin tone, which it's pretty not bad by Jax there, but it's a very basic fig. It's hard to get wrong neck down, so they got it wrong neck up.
Yeah, it comes with a towel this time, but he got a C+. You know, it's definitely a Valbowski. But well, up next we've got probably the one that we'll see a lot more of, even as we go through this Jax line. It's The Rock and Mankind, the old Micker here. We'll start with The Rock. It's the caricature Rock. Then the tights. They gave us nothing else.
Yeah, they really didn't. And it's I'm a little bit higher on this face than you are. I think I have been, every time that we've seen it, but the real downfall here is that they have no accents on this son of a bitch on this on the trunks or anything like that. So that is a huge letdown. They do have the tattoo on them, the Brahma Bull there, but that is the face that we've seen before, and again, it's missing a little bit when you're not have anything on those trunks.
Yeah, we ended up giving him a C because it's still a Rock figure, but nothing to wow us really. But this Mankind. Oh boy.
Yeah.
You got Mick in the dress shirt. You got the tie. You got Sacco. You got the removable or add on mask. The missing tooth is the cherry on top of this Mick face to me. Like you just, you're scratching all the itches here.
100%. You know me, I'm a huge Mick guy. And this is every now and again, we run past a Jax figure where I go, boy, I might have to seek that one out. This is one that I might have to seek out for my collection because that removal mask is such a quality touch. Adding the Sacco, quality touch. The way that they put the tie on him, but they made the tie look like it was moving, like he's in an action. You know what I mean? It's really a nice touch. Missing tooth, great. Face is good. Body type is good. There's really not really much to complain about on this fig at all.
Yeah, it's an A. We gave it an A. This one, the last time we saw it, it has Sacco. It has a red tie rather than the black tie, which is fine. But just so many things about it, like it endears this era. Well, we go from the best of this set to the worst we'll see in this Stone Cold Steve Austin and Boss Man 2-pack to close us out. I don't know what they're doing with this Austin. because nothing aside from black trunks and boots is redeemable about this figure at all.
It is so weird to look at this figure because I can't put it together. The pieces are and how the pieces come together because you have the legs are not Austin legs; they're oversized, right? So the entire bottom half of this figure is thrown up. The torso is not an Austin's torso, but I have no idea whose torso it is. The arms; those are not Austin arms. I have no idea whose arms those are. And then you get to the head, and the head it's a shrunken head, Tropical. It's a little baby head, and it's not even that resemblant or that doesn't even resemble that of Stone Cold Steve Austin. So it's a tough all the way around. And like I told you, it looks like they took like WCW John Nord's head, shaved it, shrunk it down, and tossed it on top of an oversized Austin body. It is not the worst Austin fig that we have seen. It really isn't, but it ain't far off, Tropico. It really ain't far off.
It is an F. It is. I mean, the fact that they try to go blonde with this, but the last one, we have about 30 seconds. Austin lasted longer. We got Boss Man. He's got a fuller face, same as last time. Black suit, balaclava, and nightstick.
Yeah, I like it. I do like this Boss Man. Great for the time, and yeah, nothing that I'm going to say bad about this one.
Well, that is a B+. We got an overall of 81.5, and we're 2 seconds over.
Nice. Nice. We'll take it. Yeah, we'll take it. Awesome, man. Love the mission. Love the mission brought to you by J&J Figures, man. Check them out. Trust me. Just go check them out. JJFigures.com. Follow them across social media platforms. J&J Figures. Tropical. That brings us to trophies. I know that. Trophy, man. Trophy me. What do you got?
I got two hats.
Nice.
Picked up since then, make it like kind of short and sweet on these. I got a couple of boxes of baseball cards and stuff, getting back into baseball with the baseball podcast. And then for Father's Day, my wife got me a new watch.
Beautiful.
This watch, like a dive watch, like that. Okay. I've owned. I love it.
Nice. And
didn't add any figs to the family here. I actually sold a bunch of them. So,
my boy, Tropic. Yeah, that a boy. So I just have one. It's the one that I picked up today, Tropical. It is my new tattoo now, Tropical. I don't know if we've shared this new tattoo, this concept, any of those things to the listeners. Have we told the story of this tattoo, Tropical?
I don't remember if we told it on the air. I think we've touched on it with your tiger cowboy hat a little bit.
Okay.
Like, getting out of the gate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tropical, I'll tell it real quick. Like, tiger being out of the cage, it happens a little bit sometimes to me in Mexico. It happens to me one time on my 40th birthday. It's just when, you know, it's too much, Tropical. It's too much. Tiger gets out of his cage. And that's been kind of the running theme, joke, whatever you want to say, for when we go to Mexico with a couple other couples that we had, you know. And then they, like, sometimes they encourage it. Like, they want Tiger to get out of the cage, right? That's what they want to have happen. And I finally said, you know, because they started saying, like, maybe you should get a Tiger tattoo. And I was like, I should get a Tiger. Come up with the whole Tiger idea, Tiger character. And they're like, what would you call it? And right away, I said, Clink. Like, why would you call the tiger Clink? I said, because it belongs locked up. Right? It belongs in the cage, Tropical. Now, it turned out so fantastic, man. I mean, you've seen the picture of it. It's that Clink also lives in the ditch, right? You know, Toot lives in the ditch, Clink lives in the ditch. Great tattoo. Turned out fantastic. But that is that's my trophy. That's my one trophy is the new Clink tattoo. And look at that, man, right in the son of a bitch. You have you gotten your tat at Tropical?
What, the ditch? No,
yeah, not yet. Oh, okay. Oh yeah,
I got this tatted, but not that.
Come on. I don't know if I like that look on you or not, Tropical. But that is my trophy. I'm happy to have, man. Turned out fantastic. Again, that's KT. You can follow her at Inked by KT. That'll put the bow in this one. Yeah, Tropical. You want to do shots and shouts?
Yeah, we'll hit them rapid pace. You can find our show on Twitter at TotsPod. You can find the channel page at GBW Pods, as well as our fellow channel mates, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast at Year of Pod. You can find the Bunk Force podcast at Bunk Force Pod, also on Instagram, GBW Pod, as well as there's at Bunk Force Pod on Instagram. We do a lot of random baseball stuff there, but me and Johnny C are having a good time there. Like Kevin and Duke are on the Year of Duke and Rogue, the shenanigans. And if I hear Toupe talk again, though, I am going to snap. No, it's a great time. ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. Working on the finalizing the quote and the order for the stickers. Nice. Got some new stickers coming in. Very excited about that. And then the our people, Ted, Manny. Ted, you are treasure, sir.
Yes, he is.
Please continue on. Manny, love you, brother. Hope you're doing well. The Jays, Johnny C., Dougie Nunn, your flashback jersey, Kayfabe Toys, all these guys that make collecting great, help other collectors doing things. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you, you're listening to this Monday morning or Monday pre, what is it, 6 Central, you can catch the Wizards' 800th episode live. You catch us live every Monday night. It's, you know, the Shining Wizards YouTube and podcast, and pretty much anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find them. Check out the YouTube, though. That show, I'm going to tell you right now, Tropical, it is much better in visual form. To myself, Handsome Kevin, along with Tony, Double T and the Brundle Fly, man. 800 episodes. It's going to be a good time. Manny, hope you're doing well, man. Head up, best foot forward. Ted, keep on trucking, Big Daddy. Keep on trucking, Big Daddy. A. Fetland 29 in the comments. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Even though I don't know what a silencer is, right? I'm not going down that rabbit hole, but I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you listening. Tropic, I don't know. Is there anybody else I really got to... Oh, KT. Thank you so much, KT. KT is a... She's absolutely a treasure. Love KT. Good stuff. That's all I got, Tropic. I think that's where we can end that. Right, man. So... with that, be good to one another, support one another. You're not a field medic, right? Just knock it off. Just stop. Be good to one another, support one another.